Welcome to the 200th edition of the Inner Side Radio Program, a special time for those who embrace round numbers and will celebrate anything. In commemoration of this glorious event, we managed to get a very special guest live on the air at KPFT, Jesus Christ. What you're about to hear is a live recording of Jesus Christ taking phone calls and giving awesome sermon to the listeners. It's not that easy to get Jesus Christ on the air, but we managed to pull it off, and nobody was harmed in the making of this radio program. This program was pre-recorded, so please do not call in.
Broadcasting for public support, from viewers, for corporation support, from broads like you.
Times are rough. Wages are down, gas is high, you're not. Cars burning oil and the roof is still iced. Feel like your prayers aren't being answered?
Can you spare a dime?
Well, don't waste your time praying, dear friends. You can talk to Jesus directly this Thursday evening at 10:15. That's right, Jesus Christ taking your phone calls, taking your requests directly. Maybe he'll tell us how the Trinity thing really works. I don't know, dear friends. Tune in and find out. Good people, it's time to cut out the middleman and save your tithings for the rent. We're giving it away. That's right, Jesus taking your phone calls right here on Holy Pacifica, blessed KPFT Houston.
Oh, as I was saying, as promised, we do have Jesus Christ. He's going to be on here shortly as soon as I get him on the line. The only guy that I know who could be in three places at once. And, you know, this show is usually pretty skeptical, but I've met this guy, I've heard his rap, and I think that it's as good a chance as any that this really is Jesus Christ. So we're going to address Pascal's wagers, because if it turns out he really was Jesus Christ and I didn't get the interview, boy, would I feel stupid. So anyway, check out this intro music for a minute. We'll get resituated and we'll be back with Jesus taking your prayers and your phone calls shortly.
Hold on, Jesus, hold on.
Forever and ever, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And I'm still going through my Rolodex here. Let me see. Abraham, Beelzebub, Christ. Oh, I've got it here. Okay. Well, it's Mr. Christ. Can I call you Jesus?
Yeah, you can call me Jesus.
Well, welcome to KPFT. Not ironically, the death penalty capital.
Oh,
of the
yes,
United.
Yes. I can't tell you how familiar I am with that.
It's the kind of thing that sort of made you famous.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way. I would almost put that against having a really good publicist.
Well, wasn't your dad the publicist? Didn't he?
You could say that in a way, but I would say martyrdom is one of the best publicists there is.
Right. Right.
It seems to be that way.
We did get some flack from some of your followers here, and I hope that, you know, after listening to the program, that they'll feel a lot better about it.
Yeah, I get that a lot. You know, people really don't know what to think. They wonder if I am the real Jesus. And the people that seem to be most into me, I call them my stalkers, they're the first ones to throw that first stone, if you know what I mean. They're really the first ones who want to take me out. And it's kind of scary. So that's why I had to come back this time under the guise of a comedian, because nobody really kills those guys for saying the truth.
Well, if you think about it, they're all carrying around reminders of your death.
That kind of creeps me out, to be honest. I can't say that I really enjoy that.
I didn't want to waste a whole lot of our time yakking here, because what we really want to do is we want to get you on the air with the callers with their prayers and their requests, I guess.
Sure.
You know,
sure. As far as prayers go, yeah, I mean, I'll do what I can, but it's so much better just taking the questions live, because that's like getting prayers actually answered.
That's right. We're cutting out the middleman.
Exactly.
And so, you know, if you need a new car, global peace, world domination, whatever, you know, everything's on the table here. We have the man Jesus Christ here.
And I'm going to be very honest with everybody.
Okay. Well, you're known for that. We have Cy on line one. Cy. Hello, Cy.
Hey, y'all.
Two things that nobody's been talking about, and I want to get JC's comment on the second one. Number one, we need to learn how to undervote. I mean, if you don't know, leave it blank. As good as long as it's, you know, not one of those great old punch card ballots. I mean, who...
Hey, that's an excellent sermon, Cy, and thanks for bringing that up, which would actually lead us to, do you have anything to do with this Barack Obama thing? Some people think you do.
No, but you know what? I really do see myself in him being a dark-skinned man really dumb people want to kill. So I understand him in that way. But I didn't have anything to do, I promise you, I did not have anything to do with influencing the polls. But speaking of write-ins, I was written in over 5,000 times in Kentucky. I don't know if that means anything.
No kidding.
Wow.
So did you recently appear in Kentucky?
No, they just are big fans.
I mean, like on a grilled cheese sandwich or something.
Yeah. Oh, I show up. That's kind of part of my sense of humor. I like to show up on... I try to mix it up, if you notice. I never show up on the same thing twice.
Your mom's a real, you know, she's a...
the Cheeto thing.
What's that? Oh, yeah, the Chia thing. I didn't do that. That was some guy in China. But I do the, you know, like I'll do here, a grilled cheese here and a prison wall there and a, you know... I try to mix it up.
So who would Jesus vote for anyway?
Here's how this works. You'd be surprised. A lot of people wonder if I'm American. And I know that, by the way, I sound very American right now, but I'm just sort of...
I bet you have the power to sound like whoever you want.
I can sound... Yeah, it's like the movie Contact. I show up how it is for you. It's just easier that way.
Yeah.
But what I do is I travel around the galaxy, and I basically... Everybody on this planet's on a reality show called Last Planet Standing, and so I don't bother with the little votes, like who's going to be the president of a big country, that sort of thing. I watch which world is going to blow itself up next, and that's kind of part of the show. And I host it. I don't have any influence. People seem to think I'm going to save them if they blow themselves up. I can't do that. If you want to know, I would have certainly voted for Obama, not just because he's a fellow man of color like myself, but he's got a lot of good ideas.
And line three, you're on the air with Jesus Christ.
Line three, that's King James.
King James.
Hey, this is James.
Hey.
What's up, King?
The first question I want to ask is, why, if I'm talking to Jesus, why do you have to put him on a delay?
Well, that's a really good question, and I can't even fathom it, you know? It's kind of a Douglas Adams sort of paradox.
My second question for Jesus is...
There is actually no delay, but I'm calling from very, very far
can I interrupt
into heaven,
Jesus?
And so
can
there's
I
an actual
Jesus,
radio
please?
Play.
Oh, we've got a battle between King James and Jesus. No surprise there.
Can I please interrupt Jesus with my second question?
Please do.
Sure. My second question is, are you really pissed off about the way people are using your name? Because I would be very mad.
I want to thank you for the question. I can't think of a better question. We should hook this guy up.
Hang up and listen, okay?
Scooter.
Thank you.
I haven't seen any royalties from any of that. All the people, and plus the book. I didn't get anything out of that book deal.
Yeah.
Number one book in the world, and I've seen nothing.
And the Sermon on the Mount pirated.
Yeah, that's been done. I'll tell you what. That's been stolen by even Dane Cook steals that.
Okay, let me see. Who's up next on the phone? I guess it's, let me see, it's line number one. Doug, you're on the air with Jesus Christ.
Hey, sir. I wanted to mention, on the electronic voting machine that I voted on, there was a write-in option.
Okay.
And I wanted to ask Jesus, why exactly I don't have a foreskin anymore? What is that all about?
Could you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
Why do not I have a foreskin?
Oh, why don't you have a foreskin? Very Jewish question. Thank you.
Yeah, that is. And I want to thank the caller for waiting. The reason that you do not have a foreskin is, there's the hygiene reason. That's obvious, right? People seem to really pay attention to that. But because somebody a long time ago decided it was a good trend, and I'm not sure why it kept going. You know, it gets written into religion, and everybody seems to jump on board. And I'll tell you what, that is a really terrible thing to go through.
So drop that. And you want to take line two from Robert?
Hello, Robert. You're on the air with Jesus Christ.
Jesus, I wanted to thank you so much for hanging out with all us publicans and sinners. I really do appreciate that. But I was wondering, you know, if your hand offends thee, cut it off, and if your eye offends thee, pluck it out. How come there's no one around here running around with just one hand and one eye?
Great question.
Oh, well, okay. I'll talk to y'all later. Oh, and thanks for turning water into wine, too. Bye.
All right, thank you, Robert. Hold on a second. I think we have a technical difficulty.
We lost Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold on. We're going to get Jesus back.
We're going to get Jesus back. Yeah.
We have a lot of people wanting to talk to Jesus.
Oh. I think that's what knocked him off the air.
Hallelujah. There we go. Hallelujah. All right. Let's take a brief intermission.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, for the Lord God never yet reigneth. Hallelujah, 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 for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Well, anyway, I'm totally confused in all this ontology. So we're going to move on to Muhammad on line five. Muhammad, that's perfect. Muhammad, you're on the line with Jesus.
Yes, this is the prophet Muhammad. I'd like to know, Jesus, what do you think of Allah?
Jesus. Hello, Jesus.
Wasn't me this time.
Oh, man, Muhammad scared him.
Yeah, it may be a laws of revenge.
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus punked out on Muhammad. If we were just going to have a cage match right here at KBFT, it's Jesus and Muhammad. Okay, so I'm going to call Jesus back. You know, we're having trouble with the phone lines. It's probably...
I don't know why I did that.
It's, yeah. No, I think it was on the other end.
Jesus had to go to the restroom.
Hang on.
Why would you want to ask a question like that, Muhammad? You know, Scooter, a lot of people have been calling asking who did that music. But, Muhammad, why don't you talk for a little bit about why you want to ask Jesus that question?
Well, I'm a little bit confused. You listen to a lot of people, and you would think that, you know, the Father of Jesus Christ and Allah are like two different people. I just wanted to get the relationship straight, you know, now and forever.
Yeah.
Is it like, you know, is Allah just like one of the 9 billion names of God? Or is it like, you know, the third cousin? I mean, what is the relationship so we can get this straightened out?
I got you. Well, I feel you. But Jesus is like on the other line. So just hold on one second.
Yeah. And we have Muhammad on five and Jesus on six.
Oh, wow.
So, Muhammad, do you have a question for Jesus? And then we'll let you... have a rebuttal.
I just had a question, simple question for Jesus. What is the relationship of Allah and the Father you talk about in your sermons? Is it like the same person, or is it like the 9 billion names of God, or is he like the distant fifth cousin? I mean, what's going on here?
Oh, yeah, I'm glad to answer that. You know what? At the time, we really didn't know a lot back then, I got to admit. So we all thought, you know, we're talking about the same Abraham, you know, son of Abraham. The God of Abraham is sort of everybody's, but here's the deal. That turned out to not be true, as I've been sort of traveling around. We don't know what's out there. Even me, as an all-knowing type of person, I don't even know. I'm pretty sure there's nothing. But what's important, really, is to just be nice to your friends. Have lots of them. I wouldn't worry about all the stuff that's out there. It makes no difference. Thanks for the question.
Okay, it's heating up because we got Larry Lucifer on line four now.
Okay, thank you, Muhammad.
Is this me, Lucifer?
Salaam alaikum.
It's Larry Lucifer.
Salaam alaikum.
All right, so we just assalamu alaikum Muhammad off the air.
Who is next, ma'am?
Lucifer.
Technically speaking, JC on two is next.
JC on two. You're on the air with Jesus Christ.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Yeah, my question is, the tithe, is that, are we supposed to pay the tithe and the offering, or just the tithe?
Okay, yeah, so that's a wonderful question. I want to address, you kind of had two questions in there. First of all, I don't see any of that money, as I mentioned earlier. Most of that goes to cover up pedophile lawsuits. A good chunk of it goes to Halliburton, and the rest goes to establishing a theocracy. So I've not really seen any of that. And I know you also mentioned me turning over the tables and the tithing and all that. That was kind of what, in that day, it was a flat tax, you know. And we didn't have a lot of paving for the roads. We didn't have a whole lot of books in that day to the library. So that's all we needed. I'm very pro taxes. I think people should have to pay a fair amount. Okay, I turned over the tables because I felt like the corporations in that day were skimming too much off the top.
And they had too much influence with the temple.
Oh, let me tell you something. I wouldn't even. I would have never went through that terrible day that I went through if there wasn't so much big business involved.
Jesus, what would you do with all that money if it actually got to you?
Oh man, if I got all the money that people thought they were giving to me, this entire nation would be a series of water slides. That's how everyone would get around, and here's why. Because everyone has to at least be down to their shorts. And you know what? Nobody fights when they're just in their shorts.
All right.
Or naked.
Yeah.
Yep. You're allowed to be naked, sir.
Okay, who's on line three, Miss Stacy?
On line three is Chill. Hi, Chill, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air with Jesus Christ.
So, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Let me ask you, so the Republicans say that you're their party and they're into, like, no regulation, but we're in a universe that is full of regulation. What gives? You know, we got gravity and all these laws and nature, but the Republicans don't want any kind of government intervention or regulation.
Yeah, okay.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I'm very familiar with this. First of all, Pilot was a Republican, so I know these guys very well. Here's what they love. They love money, and they don't want to give it away, period.
Now, I have one more important question.
Yeah.
Okay, I had a premonition, and I want to know if it's true or not. I had a premonition that Republicans, by and large, have smaller penises than Democrats. Is that true?
That is really weird that you figured that out, sir. That is a statistically true fact across the universe, and that is the theory of compensation, which I outlined in the chapter of James, and they never printed it.
That's a universal principle.
I want to thank you for your time, and thank you for letting me stand in for you. It was a lot of fun.
I thought somebody was impersonating Jesus there, but we're so used to people impersonating Jesus, you know, I guess you just get used to it.
You know what? In a way, we're all stand-ins for me.
Yeah. Is it a commandment against, like, taking your name in vain and saying that you said that?
That Old Testament, I gotta say, Old Testament stuff, that's kind of like, the Old Testament's the creepy sort of rapist uncle that's in the family that's still around, but nobody really wants him around.
During that Old Testament, was he having a substance abuse problem? Was this before the rehab? Or?
Yeah, oh, you're talking about my father.
Your dad, yeah. He was pretty mean. It was like kind of a Charlie Manson
story. I think everybody goes through that period with their father. Like, really angry father, makes you try harder eventually. You know, you get a lot of fame and fortune, and at the end, what do you got? Nothing. Just a bunch of people standing around wondering if you're going to get beamed up while you're dying.
next up is Bobby.
Sounds
Bobby,
like you still have some issues.
Bobby, okay. You're on the air with Jesus Christ.
Okay, well, I want to continue my theological quest here. I'm trying to validate my preachings, which have been boiled down to this, that they
That's
got
the ministry
good,
of Betty Crocker?
Betty Crocker Ministry of Christianity, which says, that there was no real one person. But what they had was, like Muhammad said earlier, 9 billion names of God. Okay, they had so many prophets running around with so many gods and so many sub-gods and uber-gods and all that, that they had to cut out the middleman, as it were. Betty Crocker is a picture and an icon on the front of a box of brownies, okay? Not really good brownies. They don't have the right ingredients. But every time you go to the oven, to the altar, and give your offering, the offering is changed miraculously into a pretty damn good batch of brownies.
Sounds Catholic to me.
It's simple, but it always works, and anybody can follow the instructions. And I'm trying to validate my theology here, and I hope you'll do that.
Okay, well, I don't want to say that your theology is half-baked at all, because what you're saying really is that a long time ago there was a whole bunch of cupcakes, and what they did is they decided to smash all those cupcakes and go with just one big cake. That's me.
Anyway, well, who's on line four, Miss?
Line four is Larry Lucifer.
Larry Lucifer. You guys are old friends. Oops.
You didn't get Larry yet.
You guys are old friends.
Yes, yes.
Fallen Angel, line four.
Hello there, Jesus. How are you?
Hey, good, good.
I'm down here in the sauna, and I'm sorry to bother you. I couldn't get your dad. And the Catholics brought this question up to me, and I've got to ask somebody. It's kind of an administrative problem. After 8 years of George Bush, what we're trying to figure out is, should we categorize this as a purgatory sentence or Dante level one? And I'll just take my answer off air.
All right, Larry.
Thank you, Lucifer.
You hear about Larry, about Lucifer, you know, Larry Lucifer, and he's just as polite and well-spoken.
I know. It's almost like an antichrist.
As you hear about, yeah.
So what do you think, Jesus?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I kind of caught up a little bit on this President Bush guy that's been running this little area, the United States. I don't know him well. His prayers go into my spam folder. Like, we don't have any connection or anything like that. But I would say, to answer the question, that the only purgatory was just that transitional period between the previous President Clinton and Bush. That was the purgatory. This, since he took office, I would say fourth circle, sir.
Oh, wow.
So
that's pretty deep.
So, Reverend Stacy, who do we have on line five?
On line five is Trey.
Trey, you're on the air with Jesus Christ.
Hi, Mr. Christ.
Hello.
Good job. My question is, they say that Jesus Christ was recently driving in the desert of Saudi Arabia in his own BMW, and he sees Muhammad still walking on his donkey. Then he approaches him and says, Muhammad, are you still driving donkey? He says, yeah, if my mother had done the things that your mom had done, I would be driving Porsche now. Take care.
Oh man.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Che, always with the off-color jokes. Well, how do you feel about that, emotionally?
Well, first of all, let me just say that, turn the other cheek is so pre-9/11. The thing about the joke, I think that I told that parable myself before, but it just has to do with, of course, Muhammad would be still riding a donkey, because that's a religion that never changes. Never updates anything. Really scary thing. It's like an antique made into a religion, but with more kneeling.
You know, the funny thing about your followers is that, you know, they progress through the Renaissance, and all of a sudden we get to the last millennia, and bang, they're already back to, you know, Noah's Ark and Adam's and Eve, and it's almost as if nobody ever read a book.
It's faith-based ignorance is what it is, and it's a little bit scary to me coming back. I mean, I will say this. It's exciting for me when I'm watching Last Planet Standing, because it means something really exciting, you know. But I really, you know, this is one of the first planets I was killed on, so I really care about you guys as a planet.
Aww.
Yeah, and with the Noah's Ark thing and the creationists, the people scare me. I really want to get people away from all the holy books, okay? The Quran, the Bible, they're just completely... It's like a get-out-of-jail-free card for crimes against humanity. And they're just not valid anymore. And they make you believe really stupid stuff.
Yeah. Before we go to Lauren, I think Rick has a question for Jesus.
What do you do about all these evolutionists?
The creationists?
The evolutionists.
Oh, the evolutionists. So, you need to crucify them, I think.
Yeah.
What do you do about the evolutionists? Well, I don't even really call them evolutionists. I call them people. I like when people use their brains. It just advances the whole show, the game, everything else that's going on here. You know, if the Earth was 6,000 years old, somebody would today would have Adam and Eve's China. You know what I mean?
If you leave the evolutionists alone, they'll go extinct all by themselves. You don't have to worry about them.
Yeah, they will.
Lauren, you're on line two with Jesus Christ.
Hello, Lauren.
Hi. I had a question. So Balaam's donkey talking to him, why is that such an isolated incident? Because I think if you had more people's animals talking to them, that would be an awesome PR move.
I talk to my ass all the time.
Is that too close to something like demonic possession?
I think we should get animals' thumbs so that they can do all the work.
No, no. That's very simple. Have you given your animal mushrooms?
No.
Okay, don't do that. I came back to the Houston area about 400 years ago. I just stopped by for a brief time, and I was hanging out with these guys, Indians, or as they were called back then, insurgents. And those guys had given me some of these special mushrooms, and I promise you, animals can talk.
Well, I was wondering, since people see God when they do psychedelics, what does God see?
Yeah. You know what? Everything looks like a gigantic mirror everywhere around me. It's really weird.
Cool. And our next caller is Peter on line one, if I'm not mistaken. Very biblical name. One of your apostles.
I heard he was married to, Mary?
Yes, Mary.
And I heard he had a daughter called Sarah, who lived in France. And I would like him to give me the answer.
Okay. Yeah, it's very simple. Mary Magdalene and we didn't officially marry because we always thought that was a dumb idea to do things with any kind of legal paperwork. We don't like paperwork. But we did get married, just had a ceremony on our own, and we backpacked across Europe. Those were those missing years. We had a baby in France, and it was a big scandal to bring her back, so we had her adopted.
Line number three, you're on the air with Jesus Christ.
Hey, a long-time follower. First-time caller. We're all getting together Saturday. The entertainment budget's a little low, and we got a bunch of water, and we were wondering, you know, do that deal with the wine kind of thing and bring things up a little bit.
I wanted to have this conversation with you for some time because I feel like you guys, you and your friends as a group, have been a little bit too dependent on me, not just for the wine, not just for the water and the wine thing, but really maybe leaning on me a little too much. What I can do is I can certainly mail you a coupon for half off of a $2 chuck.
Logan David.
That could work.
I can see what I can do about that. But
Christian Brothers.
That could work. And another, just one other quick thing. I had the Bible out the other day, and I was adding up all the bagats. I really don't think things are adding up.
You need the special bagatometer. You have to send in during fund drive, and we will give you a bagatometer, and everything will add up after that. So who's next? It's
we could take Clyde on line two.
Clyde on line two. You're on the air with Jesus Christ.
Hey, I just have a question for Jesus. Since we're in, like, the fourth level of hell, I guess, or Dante's hell, does that mean Obama is still bad, or is he, like, the Antichrist or something?
This is what, let me tell you what it's like right now, sir. The Titanic has just hit the iceberg, and now there's a more inspirational guy that's going to see it down. I always like to come back right before the fall of an empire.
So how do you pick your teams at the when the football teams pray? How do you pick the winner?
You know what? To be honest with you, I flip a coin now.
Hey, we're out of time, and before we let you go, Jesus is you are out and about on the world. You're making some appearances. You're also on the web. So tell us where you're going to be on the web, where we can find you on YouTube, and where we can find you in the flesh, so to speak.
Well, since I've come back as a comedian to stay alive this time around, I go by Comedy Jesus. So you can go to comedyjesusshow.com, or you can go to YouTube and type in Comedy Jesus. I'm the first person that comes up anywhere you type in Comedy Jesus, even MySpace, Comedy Jesus. So that's the best way to find me, and thanks for not killing me.
And you're going to be appearing in San Francisco?
November 15th, I'll be at the
the great American God out, just to kind of warn people to stay away from getting too involved in the sky people and to love each other. You don't need me to tell you that, but it's important.
Right in the heart of Babylon itself. Babylon on the Bay, I think they call it.
That's right.
That's right. Well, Jesus, thanks for blessing us with your presence.
Thanks so much.
Once again, it's
a great time, you guys. Thank you so much.
Sure. I mean, you just keep coming back and keep coming back, and it's always a good message.
I will keep doing that, and it will be a good message.
Well, thank you, sir, and God bless everybody. This is KPFT Houston. My name's Scooter. It's been the Inner Side, Other Side radio program, and we'll see y'all next week.
Hallelujah.